Geekology 101.
Good morning, students. Welcome to school. Remember, the thought of the day is...
It's really cool. You guys seem ready to do battle and stuff, but full transparency, I've never done battle. I've just pushed some people and run away.
Save one.
What?
Save one person.
Which one?
Don't talk. Don't fight. Get in. Get one out.
And then?
You'll know.
All right, welcome to Geekology 101, the study of the geek and nerd in their natural habitat. We are the Knights Who Say...
Neek!
I'm Gary.
It's Rudy.
John.
All right, hey, thank you for coming. And we're with the Spartans today. You guys out there?
Yeah!
Wow, awesome.
We're doing our second episode. We're already in front of a bunch of people.
Wow, don't get nervous. And their eggs are all good.
Wait, are children really people?
They can be people.
Yeah.
I work with them all the time. I don't know.
All right. So we're talking about, we all want to see the Justice League, want to check it out, and we're going to share a little bit about some of the characters, and hopefully you guys have some that you like and have some opinions, which is great, so that's what this is all about, okay?
And a quick shout out to Tina. She does a great job with these kids.
Yeah. Good job, you guys.
We're in a garage, and this is
great sound,
this is like
the,
this is like the great, you know, the greatest thing ever is to come together as a group, especially with the kids, and just have, you know, Jesus be the center, and you know there's a good vibe here, and I just really appreciate what Tina does here.
Yeah, very cool. One of the boys asked about podcasting. And if you guys all know, podcasting is pretty much like your own radio show. So this will go online. You'll get to hear these episodes, and hopefully you'll follow us too. We're just thankful here today. So. There you go. Good
Justice League. That's what we're going to talk about.
Right. Exactly. Very
so
good.
So again, we've all seen Justice League. If you guys haven't, spoiler alert. So there's a lot of things that happened in Justice League.
Right.
So again, spoiler alert, Superman comes back to life.
Wow.
Okay. Yes.
And then we got Steppenwolf, who was like the best video game villain ever. I say video game because of the animation wasn't the greatest.
Right.
But you know, again, what we talk about is we take...
Do you
we
know
take
who Steppenwolf is?
Huh?
Who is Steppenwolf?
It's a band, isn't it?
Well, it's a band, too.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Yeah. Are they the one that do the magic carpet ride?
I don't know.
Ron knows.
Here, some rock and roll
music. Am I right?
Yeah.
There you go.
I'm relevant.
But anyways, what's interesting is to kind of start this off, I caught something in this. One of the things that, you know, are you guys Marvel fans too? Okay, because there's a whole battle between DC and Marvel, right? They're kind of like outdoing each other. Mm-hmm. And so everyone's watching to see how well they do it. I will tell you, without giving too much, but you guys love music? Okay, the beginning opening, one thing that I caught in there was they had this song called Everybody Knows, and it was kind of a really, like, very sad song. It was almost like a really cool music video, but it told us what the world was like without Superman.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like what these heroes are about to step into. And that was kind of a really interesting thing. It's kind of the world's changing around us, and it's kind of like what's happening to them too. And where do we go next? So it's kind of like the bad guy, the good guy's lost. Where are we going to go? So kind of interesting what... Batman's been thrown into, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah. The world without hope, right? Superman is hope.
Right.
Yeah, he was a big piece in, you know, in everybody's life, but I don't think everybody knew how big of a piece that he was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it's kind of that, you know, you don't know what you have until it's gone.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, just kind of think about, having God with you, you know, not knowing that he's with you, but when you know that he's with you and you're focused to that, mm-hmm. it's such a great feeling.
Right.
So, yeah, you know,
and I would liken it to, like, when things are going well, I tend to forget about God.
Oh, yeah. That's
so
like,
when
that's
Superman's in the world,
thing,
yeah, I forget about God. But as soon as Superman's gone and my life is going in the toilet, all of a sudden I run back to him.
Not enough.
Right. It's all because Superman left. That's
exactly.
What it was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There you go.
Tina's being loud over there.
It's okay. But you know, it's interesting. Okay, maybe we can kind of go through the characters and then we'll talk about stuff like that. And you guys, we'll get some discussion going too. But so Batman. So we all know Batman's a loner, right?
Yeah. He has tremendous abs.
He's old.
Lego Batman. Hey, well, he is. This is later in his life, right? And but he's always been on his own, except for Robin, whatever. And now he's realizing he doesn't have to be alone, which I think is pretty cool, you know. I think he also feels guilty because he's kind of the one that got Superman, you know, in trouble too, you know.
Yeah.
So, but I think that's good because there's second chances to do things right. And I think, do you guys get that too? You feel like you screwed up, ruined it for everybody, but is it good that God gives you second chances, which I love, which is cool. You know?
Oh, yeah. And then there's also the, you know, before we started recording, we prayed about us being a group, us being a team. And I think Batman had realized that I don't have to do this alone. I mean, I could do it. I could try to do it alone, and I can fail and fail miserably. But if I have the ability to, you know, get people together to help me out in the cause, or even bring God into the mix and say, "Hey, God, I know I can't do this alone. You know, I need you to be on my team, on my side," which He always is. And I think Batman had that kind of revelation of, "Hey, I'm battered, I'm bruised, I need help."
Yeah. Wasn't that part sort of like coming to the youth group? I mean, you could sit at home and read the Bible by yourself, but you come here to fellowship, right?
Yeah.
And to be together.
Yeah.
And to be
share
unified.
Share burdens.
Yes, share burdens.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. There you go. Interesting thing. Well, so let's now, if it's time to talk about Superman or not, but one of the things about him was they said that, what did Batman say? That he was more he's kryptonite, right? Kryptonian. Mm-hmm. But he was more human than all the rest of them. What do you think they meant by that?
This is like school, huh?
I'll put the quote out there.
Okay, put the quote out there. Go. Well, you don't know it.
Hold on,
you?
I just lost it. Mm-hmm. Well, he said that that Superman was, you know, he was the center of the whole mix, and what made him great is that he was more human than Bruce Wayne was. Bruce Wayne had always lived on Earth. He was a kid. He grew up. You know, he's, you know, billionaire, mm-hmm, playboy, philanthropist, all that stuff.
I think that's
Iron Man. But he recognized Superman / Clark Kent as being more human than Bruce Wayne had ever been, because he was a regular Joe. He walked the earth. He appreciated the people of Earth.
He fell in love. He had a job. Batman never did any of that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, in comparison between Bruce Wayne and Superman, he appreciated the human side of Clark Kent, because I think that Bruce felt that he missed that.
Right. And it's interesting we're saying that out of all the most humans, Jesus was the most human. So it's kind of like that, right?
Well, yeah. Exactly.
Not that Superman is Jesus.
No. Okay. No. But representation.
No, Jesus is Superman.
Okay.
Okay.
He is the Superman. That's right.
But yeah, I think we have the huge benefit of having a God that's walked the earth, that's loved and you know, had pain, and you know, but the greatest thing is that he was perfect and he was the Son of God, but you know, ultimately that he walked the earth just like we did, so he can relate to us, you know, because right, when we pray, we, you know, we open our hearts and we say whatever's on our mind, you know, whether it's, you know, a basketball game or, you know, a test or something, but you know, something in the back of our head will say, "What does Jesus have? You know, how does he connect with my basketball game, or how does he connect with, you know, me taking a final exam or a midterm or whatever it is?" But no, he can, because he was here too. He was here before us. He walked the same grounds as, you know, other people are doing now.
Same struggles.
So you know, that's a big connection that we have to God.
Very good. Okay, so awesome. Wonder Woman.
They said the age of heroes would never come again.
Do you remember about her movie? What? When did it take place? Do you guys remember?
A long time ago in a galaxy far, far
away.
No,
it's World War One, right?
World War One. Yes.
So she's kind of over 100 years old.
That was
so
back when Gary was
right. Child. There you go.
He's just exactly. A kid back in World War One.
Yeah. One of the things they said was, you know, she lost.
These kids probably really think that.
Right? Did you guys all see Wonder Woman 2?
Yeah.
So, did she lose someone she loved, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great, great movie, wasn't it? Oh, yeah.
Oh, Steve.
Yeah, she lost Steve, and that got brought back up because she is hiding in her past. She doesn't want to come out. She doesn't want to, like, move forward in her life. So she, even though she's so strong, mm-hmm, she's afraid of moving forward. So it's interesting they brought that out for her, too. You know, and that can happen with us. So we can kind of be, our past can hold us back, but people need us now to be part of whatever God wants us to do. So,
you know, I saw, I think it was at like a Marshall's or something. You know, those blocks that have like a really cool writing you put up on the wall, and it kind of reminds you, like, oh yeah, you know, Bible verse or whatever. But it had, you know, speaking of looking back, that all it said was, don't look backwards because, you know, you're not going there or you can't go back.
Right.
That's kind of a moving forward.
Yeah.
So I think that's what Wonder Woman was dealing with. And, you know, she's been alive.
She was living in the
past. Yeah, she was.
Yeah.
Well, she's a Greek goddess for crying out loud, you know. She's been around.
But you can enjoy your
half goddess, right?
There's
a lot. Oh,
yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think you remember your past, but you got to move forward too, right?
Okay.
There you go. Now, it's funny about moving forward.
Stop right there. I'm in.
Which, by the way, little comment. Have you seen the TV show Flash? Anybody watch that one too?
Anybody watch
that? I kind of wish it would have brought... I mean, I like this guy, but I wish it would have brought this guy, the guy from TV, because I think he kind of developed him a little more. Mm-hmm. So this guy was like the newbie, right? Kind of like, how do I do all this stuff? And one of the things they talked about was...
Brunch,
oh, right. Okay. He couldn't figure out brunch. Yeah. How does brunch work? But he said not to run in place. He just didn't know what to do with his powers. Very... Like, what do I do with this, right? And I think that is some good scenes with his dad. There's another quote I think he said too, right?
Something. Yeah, there was, I think when everybody had suited up and they were, I think it was the first time that they were in a group fighting. I think it was the first time that they had interaction with Steppenwolf. And Flash kind of pulls back and kind of hides from the scene. And Batman sees him and he says, hey, what are you doing?
No, he comes up and says, look, I just want to... He's like, come clean.
Yeah,
I've only pushed people.
I've never really fought.
He's like, you guys are ready to do battle, and I've never done battle.
Push people,
you know. But the reason why we bring it up is because, you know, does anybody remember what Batman said to him? It's kind of a key.
Anybody?
I don't know if anybody remembers.
Anybody?
Save.
Anybody?
Bueller.
Bueller. You do remember that movie too, right?
So he says, just save one. He says, don't worry about anybody else. Save one.
And then
he says,
well, all in place.
And he says, then what do I do after that? And he said, you'll know after that. And that's kind of, and that's kind of a good example of how, you know, we should live, you know, a kind of a simpler Christian life is, you know, we'd all love to, you know, get everybody to come to Christ and, you know, just say, hey, I'm just going to bring this whole neighborhood to Christ. And you know, I'm just going to be, you know, super Christian.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I'm going to, you know, take world hunger and just eliminate it. Mm-mm. You know, bread, fish, Jesus did it. I can do that. No, just simplify it. I mean, there's little things that you can do that can have a huge impact on somebody.
Well,
you know,
and not just on one person. When you impact that person, then that plays forward.
Snowball.
And they affect people, and those people affect people, and so on and so on.
That's
so.
Right. That's right.
Yeah, it's kind of the, you know, the ripple effect, you know. So, you know, just, you know, you saying, you know, hey, I've only helped one person, but what did that person do with their life after that?
Sure.
You know, it could have, you know, been, you know, exponentially better, and they could have shared their story and their testimony and just spread it out. And you wouldn't even know it. You can go throughout your whole life and be like, you know what, I really didn't do anything. But you know what? I said, you know, I said something to that person that I could help them, and, you know, that could have had a bigger impact than, you know, anything that you can possibly imagine.
God,
so just focus and just, you know, take that one, what is it, mustard seed.
Yeah.
Just that little mustard seed of faith.
There you go.
I like mustard on my hot dogs.
Yeah. Well, it's Grey Poupon.
There you go.
Grey Poupon.
All right, so Aquaman is interesting.
Strong man as strong as alone.
Doesn't like Aquaman.
My wife thought he was interesting, too.
No.
Not the Aquaman I remember as a kid.
But wait, who likes Aquaman in here?
Okay, she's already there. Okay. So I would tell you something. So, okay. Ooh,
what
good.
Do you mean he didn't do nothing? He had a fork.
He had a fork.
Took off his jacket and jumped in the water.
Okay, look.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you something.
Bless my life.
Ooh, it's a hot topic.
Hey, didn't he have Ugg boots on?
Yeah. Let me tell you something. When I was a kid and we played Super Friends, nobody wanted to be Aquaman unless...
Ron did.
We were in the pool. Then everybody wanted to be Aquaman because he was
there you
useless
go.
On the,
so,
to ride on the dry land. Seahorse. Uh-huh.
So there you go. Talk to the water. So here's one thing I noticed about him was he didn't play well with others, and he really had issue. He kind of needed to let go of some himself baggage. And kind of get over himself, because he was really like too worried about his image or whatever to be part of a team. So I think a little maturing for him was good.
What do you sit on to kind of open up to the team? Do you guys know? You guys remember? Anybody?
What'd he sit on?
Yeah.
Oh, the rope. The rope of truth.
The rope of truth.
What's it called?
The lasso of truth.
No, yeah. But what's it really called?
The lasso of truth.
No, it has a specific name. The Hessian. I forgot what it's called.
Okay, he knows all this stuff.
They have a certain. Yeah. It has a specific name.
Google it.
All right.
Google it. Watch. Ooh,
shooting star.
And you know what? You're going to eat crow in a second.
Anyways, he said something about. You have the quote you made us look for.
Yeah. I did?
I don't know.
No, did Rudy.
Again, you know, it's interesting as we take a little commercial pause, he's looking this up. Mm-hmm. You know, trying to bring these, I would say they're almost misfits together is tough. You know, it's hard. I'm glad the Lord can do that, because he takes everybody. We don't have to be perfect, which I love it. And we have issues, but he still uses us. And you find out that you can be more than yourself. And I think that's part of a team here.
That's it. Hestia.
Is that your quote?
Did you? Lasso of Hestia.
Okay.
Don't ever doubt.
But hold on. But it's a trivia, it's lasso of truth first, and then it's like the also known as.
Awesome. Okay.
Yeah.
So did you ever find the quote or not?
Yes. Okay. The quote.
The quote he said that he messed up. Is that what you're
going to say? Oh, God, no.
Okay.
Of who?
No. Didn't you say something? He had misquoted something about. Were you going to talk about that?
No.
Oh, okay. Guess it wasn't important. You know, he said about he had the wrong idea about working as a team. Remember he said,
"Oh, that quote, yeah,
yes,
the strongest man is strongest alone."
Oh,
and
yeah,
Batman
that's what
was
it
like,
was.
"That's not the quote. That's not even close to what the quote is." Or something.
Hey, I know this guy. What's up, man?
Hey, I don't have know seat. Him. Who are you?
We're doing a podcast. Have a seat. Jump on in.
No, we're not gonna. We are podcasting right now, Barry.
We're
happening.
In the middle of it.
We're in the now. Now.
Yeah. All right. What's up, man? That's Sean.
Sean.
What's up? How you doing, man? Good to see you.
I don't know if you guys
pull up a chair, man.
See this,
we're talking about Justice League.
Real reunion.
Yeah,
right,
this guy will jump right in.
Hey, Jack in the Box, put that down.
What are you eating? Okay.
Okay.
Wow. All right. It's the way it rolls, man. Okay. Anything on Aquaman before we move on to Cyborg, which I know someone's excited about.
I like Cyborg.
Okay, Cyborg's popular guy too.
Thanks, Alfred. But I'll take it from
right
here.
Okay, Cyborg. They're Team Cyborg.
Oh yeah, he said it at the end. See
what?
Nice. Booyah! That's his catchphrase.
Oh, that's right. So one of the things Cyborg is, his technology is sort of part of this alien technology, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of scared him to upgrade. But you know, I think growing. Sometimes we get comfortable. Now you guys all know, you're teenagers. You're growing, right? Things are changing. Sometimes they're scared. Not us. We passed. But the thing about it is, taking the next level. He's aging. Taking the next level in life can be scary, and it can be like awkward. And I think Cyborg was afraid to go the next level, but because he did, you know, he kind of changed the whole map.
I think, you know,
he brought Superman back to life, right?
There you go.
Well, at first he was uncomfortable with what was going on. What's up, buddy? Here, why don't you speak into the mic? Come up.
Want to come up?
Right here, stand right there. That's where you want to be. Right there. Get a little closer. Right there.
No, but don't kiss it. Don't kiss it. Stop kissing it.
All right, go ahead. What's your name?
My name is William.
What?
William.
William. Okay.
Yeah, I think he didn't bring him back to life. Flashed it.
Well, together.
They
teamwork,
work together.
Right?
Teamwork.
I think he did more energy than
without both of them, it wouldn't have happened, right?
True.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what? But Cyborg was still the key into that. Thanks, buddy. Hey, give a hand for this guy for coming out there. Yeah. But just remember that Cyborg tapped into the Kryptonian ship. So as soon as he stepped into that ship, he was like, you know, what do you call those?
Overload?
The brain fire. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was like firing off. He's like, oh my gosh, everything's downloading. It's like the Matrix where it's like,
right.
I know Kung Fu.
That was awesome.
Oh, but they did have to come together because it had to be the right speed and the right, right?
And not just that. You had to have Batman come up with the idea. He's the one who said they needed to do that.
So it was a team effort.
Yeah, it was a team effort.
Thanks, Ben Affleck.
There you go.
No one's ever going to say that, but I'll say it. Thank you, Ben Affleck.
I think he's doing a good job.
He's doing a great job.
I don't know about that.
All right.
Okay.
So are we ready to open this up?
So,
we're ready to open it up.
So Cyborg, mm-hmm. Let's go back to Cyborg. I think he was more ashamed of himself because you know, was kind of a new thing for him. You know,
Science experiment.
He considered himself as a monster. Mm-hmm. Well, his dad had brought up the name monster, mm-hmm. which is not exactly father of the year.
Yeah.
But you know, he considered himself as, you know, something that's, you know, abnormal. You know, he wasn't part of society anymore. Well, first off, he was still dead. Mm-hmm. You know, he was still considered dead. No one knew he was alive. And now he's this, you know, walking, you know, alien robot that he doesn't completely understand what's going on with his life.
Kind of torn.
Yeah. So it took him, you know, almost the whole movie to kind of realize that, hey, I got to, you know, accept the fact that, you know, this is who I am.
Yeah.
And then use his new abilities to, you know, to kind of help the team, because, you know, he was what the heck am I going to do? I don't understand everything that's going in my head. I don't know what this is, mm-hmm. until he finds out, oh, I know what this is.
Yeah.
This is dope. Mm-hmm. You know, so.
And I think he really becomes a leader too in this whole group, doesn't he? I think.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
He was the center point of the movie. He was a great character.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Some of the ones you didn't think, but there you go. Well, good. And, you know, making this team work is pretty amazing, and that's, you know, not easy to do.
Can we get the underdog here? Lois
a
Lane.
A farmer's dream is all some people have.
Hold on. I'm gonna flashback.
Okay.
Flashback.
Okay.
Batman versus Superman.
Yes. Right.
Flash comes in, and what does he say?
Oh, that's right.
Lois Lane's the key. Does anybody not remember that?
I remember that. He had that dream. Remember that dream?
Yeah, remember he had the dream, and then he was all... Yeah. And then he was in, mm-hmm. and then he was like, Am I too soon? You know, because Bruce Wayne was like, what the heck is this? You know, who's this guy?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, I'm too soon. He's like, find us. And then he just comes back and everybody's like,
oh, wow. That's right. I forgot about that.
What was that?
Time travel.
But then Batman said that he had a plan B. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So he was like, Lois Lane. Lois Lane was the key to everything. Because without Lois Lane, team would have been dead.
Oh, Superman was not
Superman,
himself.
Superman would have went Bizarro Superman and just like laser-eyed raid everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or crush their head.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. He got him into like a chokehold.
Do you bleed? And then when he threw him down, I think I'm bleeding.
Underdog, and then, you know, unnamed Justice League, you know, person... Team member, mm-hmm. Lois Lane.
And who won out the day at the end? No. Without Superman, none of it would have happened, right?
Right.
They still need hope.
But they all need each other, too.
Yeah, but I know. But I'm saying they had to bring Superman back, otherwise it would have never happened.
Yeah, and I don't think Superman would have done it by himself, either.
No, he couldn't have.
No.
Because Cyborg's the one who had to figure out the box, right?
Right.
Yes.
So it's a team. All right. Do you want to open these up? Or?
Yes, let's open it up.
Okay.
Everybody's getting antsy.
I know, I can
see
it.
Good, okay, so we want to do these guys, if you want to ask questions about the movie or about characters. Again, this guy's a comic book guy, he knows a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of, you know, I've got a few insights and between all of us, but we'd like to know what you guys think. Again, this is on our podcast. We'd like to throw you guys on here. So we have two microphones here. This is actually the better one. But if you'd like to come up.
Here we go. Here we go.
Well, because I can swing it.
Who's the better one?
Because I can swing it. That's why.
Okay.
Come on.
These guys are not mobile as I am. There you go.
Yeah.
So, but if
you. How about this mobile?
You come up. You can come up to either one. That's fine. But if you'd like to come up, just give us your name and your question, and we'll do our best to answer it. So.
Or a comment.
Mm-hmm. We're concerned.
And it doesn't even have to be Justice League.
No.
But if you want to say anything.
Because you know what? Like because even though we're talking about. Even though we're talking about Justice League, it's Star Wars week.
It is.
Star Wars is 3 days away.
Wow. We got to stay on track just like school, right? Sounds like nope. All right.
Who watches Star Wars?
Anyone?
Well, it's actually 2 days away if you guys got tickets for Thursday.
Right.
Yeah. Who's going Thursday? That's
anybody?
Right. That's when I go.
Any comment or something? Do you want to say something? Ask a question?
All right. No, we had a hand up over here.
Oh, we got a hand? Come on in. Come on to a mic.
We got this microphone over here.
This is a good one. Come on in. Okay. Come on over. Just tell us your name and your question.
William the Conqueror. Come on.
Anyone? Oh, now you're quiet.
Or they can just shout it. You guys can repeat it.
Well, if you can. It's. Don't be shy. It still sound really nice if you come up.
Yeah, but they all shout at the same time.
What's your question?
We'll repeat your question. Don't be shy. Sean, you got a question. Here, answer this question. What's your favorite ice cream? That's not an official word.
How they connected, you know, Superman with Jesus, of course.
Comments are great.
Gotta Wait, come. What's your question, Tina? Come up here.
There we
come
go.
Come on, model it for the kids. Come
what's
on.
Up? You got a question right here.
Tina! Tina, eat your dinner.
Hey, we got a hand up over here.
Okay, okay.
Don't be a girl. Get up here.
Oh. Yeah, you can do a Star Wars question.
Sure.
Marvel question.
Hey, we can do Snoke theories. We can do anything you guys want.
Wow. Lord of the Rings.
Because we're all over the place like that.
Come on, bring it up. Come on, William the Conqueror.
Somehow it'll come back. We'll connect it.
Go over to Gary's because his mic is better.
It's the better mic.
Okay, let's hear this. What does this have to say?
My mic's better.
What's your name, boss?
William.
And what's your question?
Why did Aquaman in the movie?
Why is Aquaman in the movie?
He's a G.
Oh, why is he in the movie at all?
Why was he in the movie?
I think to bring in the women.
Hey,
that's what I think.
Does anybody know the percentage of water on this earth?
Yes.
What is it?
About 75%.
75-76%? That's why. Because right.
The earth is mostly made of water.
Yeah, he rules the majority of the planet. Yes. So.
Well,
Atlantis does.
Okay, so.
What's that?
Oh. Well, he did get fighting at the end, though. He got
up here
once he got his group together.
Talk about it.
I like John's
side. There we go. Hey, hand for everybody.
Okay, what's your name? Oh, where'd she go?
Oh, here we go.
No, go over for the cool mic. Oh, the cool mic.
What's your name?
What's
your name? What's your name, first of all?
Saraya.
Nice to meet you. What's your question?
Or comment?
Well, my comment is that Aquaman really didn't do anything. Everyone else, like, he did something, but okay. Not anything to save someone. Or
he took off his shirt and went and left it.
That's what it was.
There you go. Okay.
I think that was Tina's comment, too, and she was like, nope, that one covered it.
That's enough.
That one covered
well,
it.
Well, okay, no. Now.
What did Aquaman do?
Okay.
He did something in face.
Well, I have to think about it. That's not good. He did sort of provide comedy relief a little bit.
Well, no, I mean he is a, you know, let's
a founding member.
Let's be serious here.
Okay,
he is a strong character, yes. Although he is a character afflicted. That's not of the norm. With, you know, like I'm strong and I shoot lasers. No, he controls
Batman.
He's rich. But he can as fast as what Superman can do up in the sky, mm-hmm. Aquaman can do it
in the water.
Oh, that's
do
true.
It in the water.
That's true.
He's like the Superman of water.
Yeah.
And then what was the demon the demons called?
Parademons?
Parademons. So he took out parademons.
He did.
Easier than anybody else did.
I think you have to understand
like
that without Aquaman and Wonder Woman sort of keeping Steppenwolf.
I think
occupied.
They were the grunts.
Yeah
they were the grunts.
They were the grunts.
Oh,
well, Superman
go.
And...
It's kind of like, remember in the first Avengers where Captain America is like, all right, he's telling Black Widow...
Was it Hawkeye?
Yeah, I think he was telling Black Widow and Thor maybe. He's like, hey, okay, we're on the ground. You know, we're the grunts, we're the pawns. Mm-hmm. You know, so
we're gonna keep them occupied.
We're gonna keep them occupied.
Is.
Everybody else has jobs to do. And I think that's what
Wonder Woman and Aquaman. Smash.
Because if you're gonna talk about Aquaman not doing anything, then you're probably gonna have to say the same thing with Wonder Woman, because what does she do?
Nothing.
She got hit in the head.
She had the bracelets.
Uh-huh. All right, there you go.
But seriously, it's kind of the same thing. It's like, well, what did she do? She did a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And the majority of it is that both her and Aquaman kind of held Steppenwolf until Superman and Cyborg figured out the mother boxes, mm-hmm. and then that's it.
Well, yeah. On a team, you have the muscle and you got the brain and the brawn, right?
Mm-hmm. We all know who the bronze is in this team. What's up? What's that?
Come up here and ask the question.
I can't hear you.
Well, William the Conqueror is back.
Okay.
Come on, somebody else conquered.
Yeah, come on.
What was your favorite part in the movie?
Ooh, favorite part? Oh my god.
Hold on, I got this one first.
Okay.
Okay.
That's gonna be a question.
So, again, spoiler alert, Superman lives. He comes out, and in the greatest scene, mm-hmm. They used the original Superman theme song.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I think it's John Williams that did it, right? John Williams, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So he bust out. You know, they're doing their thing. And, you know, you have mustache gate going on because they took out his mustache.
That's a whole nother
I don't know
thing.
If you guys knew that, but, yeah.
Yes.
You know.
He looked funny.
Yeah. So, but my best scene is that when Flash finally, you know, gets the cojones to be like, oh, I got this. Mm-hmm. And he does his, like, little Shawn Michaels squat. And then he jets. And then what does Superman do?
He looks at him as he's running by.
And
he's like, oh.
And he had that same look of like,
He can see me running.
It's like that Christmas story of like, oh, fudge.
Oh, because, yeah, Superman was not in himself at that point.
Mm-hmm. Right. Oh. He was Bizarro Superman for a bit. So
I agree with you. That was my favorite.
So I always kind of thought that and be like, you know what? I do that with God sometimes where, like, you know, I try to sneak things in. I'd be like, oh, you know, this guy didn't get my change right. I don't want to worry about that. You know, that kind of deal. But God's like has that corner of the eye thing.
Gotcha.
And I have that same look. I'm like, oh, sorry, God.
You can't wait, nothing.
You saw that, huh? Hey. All right, what were you guys?
Hold on.
Why don't we take
okay.
Another question, dude.
Oh,
and then we'll go back.
Okay. What's your name, boss? Go ahead.
All right. Check this out. My name is Sean, right? Oh, yeah. I was trying to figure out this question because I asked my dad this earlier. Like, literally today, we were just talking about this, and he cannot compare this to anyone. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to switch it to the Marvel side.
Okay.
Who can you compare Deadpool to?
Ooh.
With DC?
Wait.
Just in general. Mm-hmm. Sarcasm-wise or comedy-wise.
With any other character?
Any other character.
Spider-Man. Mm,
no. He likes Spider-Man, though.
Boom. You know, Spider-Man and Deadpool have like a really good, cool relationship, and that would probably have, you know, be with the fact that they're both smart alecks, and they have that same mentality that they don't really take themselves, you know, too seriously. And if you go a little deeper into it, Deadpool also had kind of a tag team with Rocket Raccoon.
So oh, there you
and
go.
he's got kind of the same thing too, where he's like, hey, I'm just gonna do my thing. I don't care what anybody else does.
I think those two are the closest, I would have to say.
Yeah, they had a pretty good comic run. Both Superman, Deadpool had their own thing. I mean, Deadpool had teamed up with a lot of people, mm-hmm. you know, with Wolverine. That's kind of funny too, with the X-Force, I think, is when they did it. But just their own pieces. Spider-Man, Deadpool did their own thing, which was hilarious, and then the Deadpool with the Guardians, and more specifically with Rocket Raccoon. So I think I like Raccoon and Deadpool. Yeah,
but he's still pretty unique though too. There's nobody like him.
Nobody liked Deadpool.
But no one's like him.
That's what I said.
But look wise, when you saw the end of Justice League, spoiler alert again, when we saw was it Deadshot?
Deadshot.
And he's got his own katanas and his own thing, and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's Deadpool.
But he's not
going to
be as
not.
Funny.
Yeah, that's the Legion of Doom.
It's all
right?
One-Eye Willie.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, we got another question. Come on.
Anybody?
Yes, right behind you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Come on,
go ahead, guys.
Gary, pay attention.
What's your name, man?
That's what happens when you become senile.
I think Batman is way better than Superman.
Why?
Huh?
Why do you think Batman is better than Superman? Because I kind of agree with you.
That's
kind
of because Batman doesn't have no powers.
Exactly. That's what I love about Batman. He has absolutely no power.
He knows karate.
He knows karate.
He does have a brain.
Yes.
And that's important too, right?
He's smart.
He's a thinker.
Okay.
You want another? Hi, what's your name?
Saria.
Hi, Saria. What's your question?
Or
comment.
In Justice League, when Wonder Woman and Batman and the Flash and all of them were fighting those fireflies. Where was Aquaman?
The parademons, yeah.
Oh, that's
it's like he disappeared.
Ah.
Who did?
Aquaman. Where was he at? Well, I think he was fighting too, wasn't he? Because
well,
I remember it was
him and Cyborg.
He and Cyborg.
He said, my man, and then he threw him.
He was surfing on a parademon.
Yes.
Oh, there you go. He was in there. He just did a lot of action.
He was surfing on a parademon and just like took him all the way through a building.
Nice. There you go. Question? What's your name, man?
Brian,
what's your question?
This is a Star Wars question.
Yeah.
There we go.
Right, so we know this movie's going to be dark. So how bad do you think it's...
What is it? You mean Return of the Jedi?
Jedi.
Yeah, the Jedi. Okay.
So we know this movie's going to be dark, not in favor of the resistance. How bad do you think it's going to get, and what do you think is going to happen, and will we see more of Supreme Leader Snoke?
Yeah, I've heard a lot. Boy, there's a lot of chatter for this lately. Definitely be a dark movie. I think it's already, they've been already putting some comments out too, right?
It's
been really good.
The reviews have been released already, and it's so hard, you know, because I'm a guy that tries to reserve himself until the movie and try not to get into these like reviews. But it's so hard because this movie's going to be so good. But I think they've already released that it's going to be it's ranking right now at a 94% on Rotten Tomatoes, which is crazy. And I think it'll get a little higher. And Wonder Woman, I think, is right there at 94%. She's like the top, rating of like the
geekology.
Yeah, the geek movies. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's going to be really dark. I don't think it'll be as dark as the way
Sith. Yeah.
Empire Strikes Back was. But I think in a sense that we're gonna see everybody split up and do their thing. And we all know that when people split up, it kind of focuses on the weakness, and they'll have a hard time doing it. So you have Rey and Luke on the island, doing their thing, kind of, training and going through. I should probably talk into the mic, right?
Yeah.
Doing her own thing.
I hope they eat some porg.
Porg. That's the other
one. And then you have Finn and the new character Rose. Mm-hmm. You see in the trailer that they're kind of doing in their own kind of insurgent mission because they're wearing First Order uniforms. So they're probably getting deep into the First Order and trying to and Finn has that battle with Captain Phasma. So I think they'll have their own story. Poe and Princess Leia will have their own thing because he's still top pilot in the Resistance and I think he's pretty close with Leia.
About Ren when Ren's like, I will train you.
Well, Kylo's doing his thing. Remember, he got his butt kicked.
Yeah, he deserved it.
And he got sliced in the face. And so Snoke, pretty much said, "Hey, pick him up." Mm-hmm. I got to teach this guy a lesson.
But
I'm sure that he goes through, something pretty fierce with Snoke, because I don't think Snoke is like the good dad and be like, "Hey, better luck next time, kid."
Right.
No, he's gonna teach Kylo a lesson. So yeah, I think it'll be dark. I think it'll be something that
it's good and complicated
that we're not gonna expect or see from any other Star Wars. So it's gonna be a good movie.
I think when you watch A New Hope at the end, it was a little dark. Everybody dies. Yeah.
Then you're talking about Rogue One.
I mean Rogue One. Right. Excuse me. Sorry, not the New Hope. Rogue One. Yes.
Rogue One. Everybody.
Dies. Everybody dies.
Yeah. A few months ago was quite a while ago. They had said. Was it J.J. Abrams? He goes, after watching this movie, he goes, Mark Hamill should get a Academy Award. He said really good actor.
You guys know who Mark Hamill is?
No. Luke
Skywalker.
Yes.
Everybody knows who Mark Hamill is.
They don't know who Mark Hamill is.
Now you know. He does.
He's Luke Starkiller.
And who does he play in the comics?
Oh. He's the voice of the Joker.
I thought he also had a different character that he played.
No, he's the voice of the Joker. Okay. And he does a lot of voice acting too. I think he did voice acting for Rick and Morty, Adventure Time. There we go.
To go back to just kind of tie it up though, I think it's going to be really good, very different. It's long. It's like a long, real long movie, but I think it's going to be worth the length.
2.5 hours.
2.5 hours, yeah. But there's so much, there's so many ways that it's going to go. And of course, you remember Carrie Fisher died in real life.
Who's Carrie Fisher?
So, don't know. Anyways,
tell these kids. Princess, they don't know.
This
Carrie
is my
Fisher.
Princess Leia, right? She died in real life. So it'll be interesting how the story's changed within the story too. So, kind of cool. So there you go.
Sean, did you have a question?
Sean, another question.
Another question. Or just charge it.
Or just hanging out. Oh, okay, never mind. All right. Anybody else? Anyone else?
So yeah, who's going Thursday too? Yeah.
Oh, Thursday. Okay,
that's the best time to watch it. The day before.
Yeah, we will tell you if
mine's
you want.
At like 11:30, which no one's gonna be there.
Well, mine's at 12, but I'm going for discount price. But if you guys want, we are gonna 12, be
12 at noon.
Gary always
noon
goes for
in
discount
Paris.
Price.
Hey, save for retirement.
Matinee.
Anyway, matinee. Hey, man's half price. You can't beat that. You can go see it twice.
I used to get popcorn for a nickel.
Wow.
Back in World War One.
Right. Okay, we got another question. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, I heard there's a rumor or a trailer with Ray holding a red lightsaber. What do you think that's about?
I saw that.
There's kind of a advertisement thing that's going on with, you know, dark side and light side with all the characters. And Poe's got a great quote already where he says, you know, let us be the spark that starts the fire for the resistance.
Right.
That's a good quote. But yeah, there's a scene. I don't know if it will ruin it for anybody. And who knows? Who knows what it is? And she'll be like taking the saber away from Kylo. But
yeah.
But if you look at that scene when she you know, Jedi Force pulls the saber and ignites it, and you know you got those two soldiers that are right there. They're with her. They're like ready to battle with her too. So I don't know what happens, man.
Well, we know. Okay, have you guys seen Thor already? Who has not seen Thor?
Thor Ragnarok.
Okay, plug yours real quick. Anyways, in the trailer, they totally got us because you know he lost an eye. So the thing about it is a lot of trailers mess around with you. So it could be a totally different story. So they're getting good about like getting us off track. So anything can happen. Oh yeah, they mess with you exactly. So,
that's what they wanted to do with the original trailer. Where I don't think that Rey's in the same room as Kylo when he sticks his hand out and is like, "Hey, take my hand." No, that's a completely different. Those are two completely different scenes.
Right.
Because Kylo has like embers and fire behind him, and like
she has water.
And then yeah, Rey's got like a desk lamp behind her. You know, something weird.
Yep, there you go.
Yeah.
No. That's it. You get those guys are pretty good about making good trailers to throw you off, too. So. All right.
So I think that wraps up episode 2.
Yeah, I think so.
I guess so.
Any other questions?
Anybody?
Comments? Concerns?
I have a comment.
Who?
Oh, comment. Where?
Come on up. Comment.
Go for it. Come on down.
No, not Perla. No, go sit down.
Okay,
Perla.
Here you go. What's your name?
Perla.
I'm Perla.
My name is Pearl. Uh-huh. And, I just want to make a comment about Wonder Woman.
Okay.
Personally, it is my favorite.
It's a great movie. Yeah.
The movie or just the character?
Everything overall. I like how they made Wonder Woman seem so powerful and very dominant-like. And, like, the guy that was with her was like very like dependent
Steve
on him and right. on her, and that's what I liked. And I feel like for once they're really like
strong female character.
Yeah, there's a strong females in a movie.
That's good. Yeah. Very cool. Thank you. That's good. You know what's interesting is somebody commented that if you notice there's that scene, you know, when they're in the trenches, right? And where's what's really cool about it? In the trenches, she was the first one to get up and start going into the thing, whatever. But what was cool about that was the guys didn't, she kind of like, kind of set the mold, but then they came out, they got their courage too. So it's kind of cool that they showed that, yeah, she had that strength, but also she encouraged other people to go, hey, get off your butt and do something too.
She led the charge.
She led the charge, which is really awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's that way in real life too. She's a trooper. The real actor, Gal Gadot.
Yeah, no, I did a whole blog on her.
Oh, that's right. You did. It was awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I did an ode to Gal Gadot.
Yeah.
Gal Gadot. Mm-hmm. But yeah, she's a strong female character. I think that's what made the movie as good as it was.
Oh, yeah.
I like that there wasn't necessarily a need for her and Steve to have a relationship, but it's nice that it's there, but it's not like, I'm looking for a boyfriend, that kind of deal. Like, she didn't need that.
She'd be strong.
But, and then it's kind of the same thing, too, with Rey. I think Rey's another great, strong female character. Yeah. I just hope that...
Jyn Erso.
Jyn Erso, too. I just hope that with the Rey character that they don't kind of pick her to one of the guys,
like
oh, she loves Finn and they have to be together, yeah, or like Kylo Ren, if they're not related, that they get together too.
Yeah, we don't need the Notebook.
It's like one of those things where like I know
we don't need that.
Like I could see Rey saying that, you know, I'm kind of in the middle of this life changing thing. I just found out about this new religion, and I'm learning lightsabers fights here. I'm not really, I don't really have time for a relationship right now. It's not you, it's me.
Girls,
you
know,
that's the lightsaber.
That's what you need to tell boys, girls.
I just need to focus on me right now and what I'm doing. I just need to find my center, my chi.
Exactly. I got to get through school.
I
got to get through Jedi school. And then once I do that, I'll think about
maybe I'll sell it down and, you know, a couple kids and a porg.
Oh, God.
Who multiply fast. I think they're like triples. That's a whole nother universe. There you go. Well, thank you so much, guys, for us come today. And,
yes, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Spartans.
Thank you for...
This is Sparta! Thank you.
You should remind me to take off my headphones.
And now my ears are gone. All right, well, thank you all for coming tonight. And, you know, have a great week. And,
yes.
Do we have an official closing? Or
not
we?
Really.
Oh, we want to do trivia? No.
Oh, yeah. Quick trivia. Okay, we always do trivia to end off real quick. So
give us a trivia question, Rudy.
Hold on.
Here's your trivia question.
Let's see if you guys
So since it's still Star Wars week, I'm going to do Star Wars trivia.
I got the first one right. While he's looking, when our podcast gets up, we'll let you know. Episode 2.
This is a fun one. And I think it's kind of known for people who really love Star Wars and get into it, like the original series. But Peter Cushing, who played Grand Moff Tarkin. I don't know if you guys know who Grand Moff Tarkin is, right? He was in Rebel One. He was the one that was...
animated.
He was in charge of the Death Star.
No.
And then in the original Star Wars New Hope...
Yes,
I know. He was with Vader. Okay. Yes. So...
Lord Vader.
So Peter Cushing had the Grand Moff uniform, you know, with the boots and everything.
Yes.
But I don't know if you guys ever noticed that they never show him from the boots on up. They always show him from, like, the waist up. And there's a reason for that. Is that this old man hated those knee-high boots. I mean... Like hated him to the much where so much that he told George Lucas that I'm gonna X-nay on the boots. You guys can film me from the waist up. Mm-hmm. And so while he's walking,
please tell me where pants. Though.
So during you know filming and while he's walking around doing his scenes, he's got like slippers on, and you know like the old school
bunny
like,
slippers,
Ice Cube and Friday slippers.
Yeah,
that's what he had. That's what he had on, and now those slippers are in the Smithsonian.
Nice.
What?
Yeah. So Grand
they
Moff
survived
Tarkin,
the Death Star.
So next time you guys watch New
Only
New
thing
Hope,
did.
And you see Grand Moff Tarkin, and he's like, you know, giving everybody like the fear and the fist, and be like, you know,
pan down
the power of the Death Star, all this stuff. Just remember, hey. He's wearing slippers.
Nice. Can't be mean with slippers. That's right.
So that's our trivia for the day.
There you go. Very good. All right.
Concludes episode 2?
Yes.
Episode 2 is out. All right.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Woo! Thank you. I should have been shooting my sing-song with Nick, but that's okay. We'll do that later.
What's that?
What Superman sing song?
Okay. No.
No. We don't embarrass you.
All right. All right.
Guys, gonna do your sign-off?
Yeah.
What is our sign-off?
Gary.
Oh, that's right. Be unique.
All right.
That's it.
See you guys.
We're still working on a sign-off.
Are you guys gonna work on the sign-off?
Yeah, no kidding.
Right.
I kept saying, don't be a you.
I'm so-and-so.
I'm still me. That's right.
You know what? See, Gary's like... He's the one that's supposed to start these things.
And then...
Are you? Okay, so ready, go.
All right. This is Gary.
Rudy?
John.
See ya.
Signing off.
Sayonara!
There we go!
One misses the days when one's biggest concerns were exploding wind-up penguins.